Welcome into An Acquired Taste. Today I want to talk to you about the predilection or the likelihood of founders offering free trials to potential customers, especially as an early stage startup. And my advice to those founders is to knock it off. Stop offering free trials. If you don't already know, if you haven't already experienced this pain, free access doesn't work. Now, what do I mean it doesn't work? There is very little sense of value in your product, which means that your user adoption and engagement rate on something that costs a customer nothing is usually very low. So there's little to no sense of value. There is huge substitution risks involved around having a product that doesn't inflict any financial pain, or in simplest terms, if they don't have to pay for it, it doesn't seem to have value, so I'm going to go look for the next free thing. The poor attribution of product to any success is evident when you have this free trial and it doesn't convert, because you can't prove or haven't proved that that value was created during the free trial. Why? See point A, there probably was limited, if any, engagement or adoption among the users of the product because there was no sense of value. There was no recognition that we are paying for this service. We should probably use it, or at least see if we like it and want to pay for it. And don't take my word for it. You can do a quick Google search, like I did, and found some interesting statistics around conversion of free to pay. So one source that I found on First Page Sage, which that was the first time I'd ever heard of them, but pretty interesting information and, frankly speaking, fairly detailed. So across 17 different SaaS market segments, the average conversion rate from free trial to paid subscription averages just 23%. I'm gonna let that sink in, 23%. CRM platforms are slightly higher on average at 29%, and they were the highest of those segments at 29%. And enterprise SaaS was only 18%. So what does that mean? So that means that you have to have an average of 5 trials to get 1 conversion. That means you have to pitch, you have to get a free trial launched, you have to get a free trial implemented, you have to track the usage of that trial 5 times to get 1 paid contract. So what should you do? Knock it off. That's the moral of this story. Instead of creating these free trials, which convert at a really depressing rate, we'll call it what it is, create 15-month contracts. What do I mean by that? It's 15 months because the first 3 months are free, the next 12 are paid, and you put in there a 60-day cancellation clause. So somebody uses it for 3 months for free. They're not paying for it, and the recognition is, hey, you're trying to implement this thing. You're trying to get users to use it. You need data. You need to make sure it works with all the other, you know, systems or all the other processes, business processes that you have, and that's going to take time, and we recognize that, so you shouldn't have to pay for that. However, there is cost on our end. There is implementation effort and resources involved in getting you launched, even if you're not paying for it, for those 3 months. So we need 12 months of an agreement that is paid, and we will give you the opportunity to opt out with 60 days notice. So materially, what does that mean? It means you're giving it away for free for 3 months. But wait a minute, Matt, you just said stop doing free trials. I'm not talking about a free trial. I'm talking about a 15-month contract with a 60-day out, which means Worst case scenario, you're going to get paid for 2 months. And you're going to now have the opportunity for someone to put, or a customer to put, skin in the game. They're going to have something at risk, namely financial. And frankly speaking, if you can get them through a 3-month trial, and I'm going to talk a little bit in a second about how do you make sure that that free trial is compelling to reduce the potential for churn once it goes paid, even if that's the case, the customer has already signed up, the client has already signed up for at least 60 days of paid. You're building in some stickiness on the front end. So again, 15 months, 3 months free, 12 months paid, 60-day cancellation notice, so at least you're going to get paid for 2 months. My belief is that that 2 months probably covers your cost. You're not going to make any money on it, but you're also going to lose the time and the effort that you've put into implementing that free part of the trial because you're going to make a little bit of money. Here's the key. You have to execute and drive usage and adoption in the first 30 days of the free trial. You have to act as if this client is going to walk out the door as soon as that paid 60 days is up. You have to make sure that there is a fear of losing access by that customer. And it has to be felt deeply by the stakeholders. And how do you do that? You kill them with data. Data, data, data. This is what the usage looks like. This is the work product that's being created. These are the efficiencies that are gained. This is the potential value created in dollars and cents by using our tool. You have to continually remind them and show them the value. One of the biggest mistakes we see early stage startups make is that they tell them that there's a tremendous amount of value, and maybe once in a while, they show them some data on it. I'm talking about on a monthly basis, if not every 3 weeks. You have to make sure they understand, don't assume that they understand the value that's being created even in the free trial period. I hear what people are probably shouting at their screen right now, although I'm not really hearing it. I'm assuming it, I'm imagining it, which is some customers won't want to do this and they may try to walk away. Okay, first, find out why. On some basic level, they don't get it. They don't get the value. They don't understand why this is a good idea. Something along the way in your sales process failed to explain or really demonstrate the value you're trying to create. And if that's the case, try to resell or reset with them. Be very honest and open and say, we've missed something here. I don't know what, but for some reason, once we talked about you paying for this service, you were all of a sudden not interested. Why is that? Engage with the customer. You may still get a no. You may still not have that contract close. But what you're going to gain is feedback on what did you do or not do that made the idea of risking 2 months worth of paid service too risky or not valuable enough to offset the risk, because that's really what you're talking about. Risk mitigation for most, certainly enterprise size clients. Again, I'm imagining people shouting at the screen or shaking their fist in the air going, but I need this data. I have to have this data. I have to have this customer logo. I don't care if I'm not getting paid for it. I need early adoption. I need a story to tell. I need a white paper to write. I need usage cases. Okay, this is where you have to be very honest with yourself. How valuable are those things truly? And how valuable are those things specific to that customer who you are worried are going to say no to this? Data is data, usage is usage. Now, if you say, well, I have a very niche market and it has to be among this certain amount of customers or these potential customers, I get it. But you have to also weigh that you have a tremendous amount of resource in here. You have a tremendous to implement anything that's free. You have a tremendous amount of time invested in those things. And that's the one thing that founders and early stage companies don't have a lot of. It's time. If you're spending time implementing a free trial, which statistically shows could convert at 19%, is it really worth going down that path to get that logo or to get that data? Maybe it is, but you have to look at this holistically and not get enamored with the idea of, I get to put this logo on my website. I get this data. This data will help me in the future. Okay, be specific. Why? How will this data benefit you in the future? How? Why will this data lead to revenue producing contracts? If you can't answer those questions, my argument is that data, that logo, that free trial isn't worth what you think it is. And at the end of the day, time as an early stage, you know, company, time as a founder is your greatest asset or your worst liability, depending on how you manage that. So something to think about. If you like the content, please subscribe, like this video, comment below. Looking forward to hearing your feedback. Have a great day.